When the two brothers had received the legate's letters, they set forth from Acre to return to the Great Khan, and got as far as Laas. But shortly after their arrival there, they had news that the legate aforesaid was chosen Pope, taking the name of Pope Gregory of Piacenza. News which the two brothers were very glad indeed to hear, and presently there reached them at Laas a message from the legate, now the Pope, desiring them, on the part of the Apostolic See, not to proceed further on their journey, but to return to him incontinently. And what shall I tell you? The King of Hermenia caused a galley to be got ready for the two ambassador brothers, and dispatched them to the Pope at Acre. And when they had been thus honourably conducted to Acre, they proceeded to the presence of the Pope, and paid their respects to him with humble reverence. He received them with great honour and satisfaction, and gave them his blessing. He then appointed two friars of the Order of Preachers to accompany them to the Great Khan, and to do whatever might be required of them. These were unquestionably as learned churchmen as were to be found in the province of that day. One being called Friar Nicholas of Vicenza, and the other Friar William of Tripoli. He delivered to them also proper credentials and letters in reply to the Great Khan's messages, and gave them authority to ordain priests and bishops, and to bestow every kind of absolution, as if given by himself in proper person, sending by them also many fine vessels of crystal as presents to the Great Khan. So, when they had got all that was needful, they took leave of the Pope, receiving his benediction, and the four set out together from Acre and went to Laas, accompanied always by Messer Nicholas's son, Marco. Now, about the time that they reached Laas, Bendikadar, the Soldan of Babylon, invaded Hermenia with a great host of Saracens and ravaged the country, so that our envoys ran a great peril of being taken or slain. And when the preaching friars saw this, they were greatly frightened, and said that go they never would. So they made over to Messer Nicholas and Messer Maffeo all their credentials and documents, and took their leave, departing in company with the Master of the Temple. So the two brothers, and Mark along with them, proceeded on their way, and journeying on, summer and winter, came at length to the Great Khan, who was then at a certain rich and great city called Kemenfu. As to what they met on the road, whether in going or coming, we shall give no particulars at present, because we are going to tell you all these details in regular order in the after part of this book. Their journey back to the Khan occupied a good 3 years and a half, owing to the bad weather and severe cold that they encountered. And let me tell you, in good sooth, that when the Great Khan heard that the Messrs Niccolo and Maffeo Polo were on their way back, he sent people a journey of full 40 days to meet them, and on this journey, as on their former one, they were honourably entertained upon the road, and supplied with all that they required. And what shall I tell you? When the two brothers and Mark had arrived at that great city, they went to the imperial palace, and there they found the sovereign attended by a great company of barons. So they bent the knee before him and paid their respects to him with all possible reverence. Then the Lord bade them to stand up and treated them with great honour, showing great pleasure at their coming, and asked many questions as to their welfare and how they had sped. They replied that they had in verity sped well, seeing that they found the Khan well and safe. Then they presented the credentials and letters which they had received from the Pope, which pleased him right well, and after that they produced the oil from the sepulchre. And at that also he was very glad, for he had set great store thereby. And next, spying Mark, who was then a young gallant, he asked who was that in their company.
"Sire," said his father, Messer Niccolo, "'tis my son and your liegeman." "Welcome is he too," quoth the emperor.
And why should I make a long story? There was great rejoicing at the court because of their arrival, and they met with attention and honour from everybody. So there they abode at the court with the other barons.